Day 3, Stretching the Limits. I'm going to start right off with a question, folks, so get your guidebook out or get your pen and paper out. How do you stretch the limit and get your energetic body to open to receiving all that the universe has to offer? I want you to just brainstorm for a few minutes and think about that stretching the limits concept. When you begin to create your mock-ups, start with something that is believable. From past experience, I know that I'm really good at magnetizing flowers to me. For practice, I could set up a mock-up to receive 2 bouquets of flowers this week. You can start with a mock-up for a cup of coffee, receiving a gift of a meal. Have this mock-up be really super believable to you, something simple. Add this little mock-up into your full mock-ups, the full practice. So you're going to have just a little one that you throw in to the mock-up meditation today. And as the course progresses, I want you to do that little mock-up for 7 days. Now I want you to write that down. My simple, believable mock-up is. The reason that we do this is that we want actually for you to be able to see that you are a creator, that you can actually magnetize something to you. You can say truth in the universe, and it comes back to you. Once you trust yourself to generate the little stuff with your mock-ups, you are ready to go into bigger things. An example of your next step, bigger thing, is a believable mock-up. I double my income this month. If this is a mock-up that's not believable to you, then definitely do not use it. It has to be a next step. So think about something that can be a believable mock-up. Knock your mock-up down a few notches if you've overstepped or overreached until it becomes believable. So we're giving a timeline of a month. Experiment with, I increased my income by 10% this month. If that statement is believable, use that as your mock-up. Once you have manifested this mock-up, you can go a step further into your next round. Moving up to a larger mock-up is completely dependent on the believability factor. When you are creating your mock-up bubble, you do not want a puffed-up balloon full of hot air and no substance. The idea of pacing is to start at a level that the body can handle and then move up. This is similar to a common practice in the medical profession whereby a doctor will titrate medication to find the optimal dose. When titrating with a mock-up, it means that you are going to start yourself small with something that's believable and gently move yourself up to bigger projects. Create your mock-ups with a natural order and flow. Gradually progress until you can handle the next level easily. Mock up what is believable, and then the next batch of mock-ups will expand in depth and impact. Gratitude for what you generate and accomplish in the first round will give you a strong vibe of gratitude to fuel and empower your next cycle. One incredibly important element to mix is to practice gratitude unceasingly for everything that resembles what you are going for. Gratitude is your attitude from now on. Say that to yourself. Gratitude is my attitude. Gratitude is my attitude. I am willing to create a miracle. Gratitude is my secret weapon. It's the secret weapon for creating miraculous abundance. It's the secret weapon. Gratitude makes me an abundance magnet. Two important distinctions that will help you judge your mock-ups. Number one, remember, this is not a mental body dalliance or a daydream. Okay, so take that guidebook out and fill in the blank. Do you feel in your bones your vision is just around the corner and or already happening? And I want you to put yes or no. And then I want you to really, really feel into this. It's really vital for your success. So be truthful with yourself. If it feels like you're developing a big wish list, you are probably not on the right track. Start with what you know is possible. Think back to a time when you were able to push the limits and accomplish more. And then I want you to write that down. So come up with something in your mind where you push the limits. Go ahead and really write that out. Take a moment. Really think about that, the date, the year and the date. What I created and what the miraculous result was. And then I want you to really be in the feeling of that. Remember what it felt like. Remember that you must have been in the vortex. You must have been the energy of yes. So go into that feeling. It is time to build up that list of abundant life manifestations based on a real vision. What the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. So let's go for writing these mock-ups. In your guidebook, you're going to notice that you have space for 10 mock-ups. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be required to do 10 mock-ups. As a matter of fact, what I really suggest is you write out a whole heck of a lot of mock-ups. Maybe you do some brainstorming over the next few days. But I want you to really take 4 of them and go for it. So really just the practice of writing what it is you're creating will allow you not to start with 4, start with 10, write them out, and then take the best 4. It's going to really give you the chance to be true to yourself. There's things that you're always telling yourself over and over again that you want. But let's get down to the truth of the matter. What do you really want? So right now, we're going to give you 5 minutes of music, and I want you to really think about it, do some brainstorming, and we'll be back. Okay, let's go over the homework. The first thing that we'd like to do, and we're going to be starting our homework this way from now on, is we want to increase your energy with a fresh gratitude list. So go ahead and write 5 things that are fresh gratitudes that you have today. 5 things you're grateful for today, and that's going to raise your energy. And number 2, you're going to practice your meditation and definitely use that CD. You need that CD. Don't skip over it. You need all the steps. Number 3, Notes to self to chart your progress. So once you've come out of the meditation, I want you to take a few minutes to see if you've seen anything so far. So any progress. A, what I saw during my abundance meditation practice. So you might have noticed that you got a little bit better today or you got a little bit clearer. B, what I felt. C, what I realized. D, what I generated. Note any changes or results from your mock-up meditation. And I'd like you to write at least three changes. And you go, well, I don't know. Just go ahead and really pay attention. Just make something up that feels kind of true until you're really understanding and listening to yourself. This is, we're developing you being able to understand what you're putting out in the universe. So you've just got to do it even if you're a little confused. All right. Whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. We're going to end with our blessing and put you to your homework. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens during this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Amen. Blessings and light for you on your day of transformation. Yahoo!